What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. Project Life, what is up, Phil Smoke? I am back, episode number 10. Are you guys excited? Because I'm excited. I am so excited that I don't even know if you guys are ready for this, because we are going to dive into a topic on how to develop your gift of greatness. The gift that you know that you have, but you haven't put it to work yet. Yes, that's exactly the key to your gift of greatness. It's called work. And then a lot of people say, man, how do I get to that gift? Well, it's just like a little treasure, and then it's hidden somewhere inside of you. And to find it, just like any other treasure, we have to put in the work to get to the treasure, to figure out where the treasure is. What is the treasure? We don't know what it is yet. And if you haven't identified your gift, I'm going to share with you on how to do it. It's very difficult to do, because just like any treasure, it's going to take work to get there. It's going to take work to understand how we're going to go out and identify what it is to be able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. And that's another topic for another time. But we want to understand that, guys, if you want to understand your gift of greatness, it's going to take work to get there. You're going to have to go through the mountains. You're going to have to go through the beach, up the hills, down the hills, through the jungle. You have to fight animals. You have to do whatever it takes to get to the treasure, because this is the one life you have. This is the only life you have here, and it's our time, it's your time to get out there and make it happen. So I'm going to give you the inspiration, the information, but you have to put in the work. Say it with me, guys. We have to put in the work, because the work is how we develop our gift and how we go out and understand our gift. The work is where everything happens. I would have never met the people that I've met in my life, or have done all the things I've done, without putting in the work, without spending the money, without sacrificing, without going through the trenches, without all those things. I would have never gotten to where I am. I would have never been who I am today if I never worked. If I stopped putting in the work, I don't know what would have happened. I would have stopped developing. I would have said, hey, I'm going to give up. I would have stopped doing what I love to do. I would have never learned and understood on me and how I could affect people if I didn't put in the work. Prior to me doing this, I had to put in a lot of work to develop the human that I am today. I used to be a 1.0 version. Now I consider myself a 5.0 version. And we're constantly developing a new version of ourselves. What is yours? I ask you guys today, what is your version of you? And I've asked this on other podcasts, and I want to ask you guys again, because these things, if we take accountability of who we are, where we're at, you'll be able to create a clearer picture of where you're going. So if you don't know where your gift is, how to go out and develop your gift and go out and understand what your gift is by putting in the work to things that interest you. So let me ask you a question, guys. Let me ask you a question, Project Life. What interests you so much and that you're afraid of? What are you afraid of doing, and you need to go and do that, because the fear is holding you back from being great. The fear is holding you back from the things that you want and love and want to accomplish. What is the thing that scares you and you have to do that? An example that happened to me, very, very simple thing that happened to me. I was in a place in my life where I was afraid of public speaking. I was afraid of talking to people. I was afraid of making phone calls. I was afraid of doing so many tasks because I was worried about what other people were thinking about me, rather than worrying about what I was thinking about me. I had to shift my mindset, because I was so programmed before to understand other people, like I thought other people's opinions mattered on who I was. And then I realized they don't pay my bills. They aren't living my life. They don't wake up early. They don't go to sleep late. They're not putting in the work. Why am I letting their opinions affect who I am? There was a lot of work that had to be put in to develop who we are today. And it's constant. And it will constantly be constant as long as you're putting in the work. So guys, what are you putting in the work to understand what your gift is? What scares you and why aren't you putting it in to really understand what your gift is? So the first part is, if you don't know what your gift is, you need to start putting in the work to things that you like to do to understand what your gift is. You need to take more classes. You need to do more programs. You need to pay people to help you up. You need to do more in order to understand more, in order to develop faster, in order to become and go where you want to go in a faster pace. I recommend you do what it takes every single day, whatever that is to you. And if you need more assistance, you should pay for it. Oh, Phil, I don't have the money. Oh, how much longer do you want to have the problems that you have in your life? When I first got a mentor, things started changing. I started seeing new perspectives from successful people, from people who where I wanted to be, for the people who had the confidence that I wanted to have, the things that I wanted to develop. How are you doing that on your day in your daily basis? What are the things that are getting you excited and fired up about the gift that was given to you with the breath that you're taking right now? I'm jacked up. I'm so excited for you guys right now because I know that you have it in you. And I'm here to extract the fear outside of you and then put it and help you get to work, because I'm not the one who's going to be getting into the work. You're the one who's going to have to go get to work. You're the one who's have to wake up early, go to sleep late, do what you got to do to find out what your gift is. And here's the other part. If you know what your gift is, what are you doing every single day to develop your gift better than it was yesterday? Don't be worried about what other people's opinions about your gift is. You need to be putting in the work and how you're doing in your life. And then we have the other side of people that, hey, you know what? I thought my gift was this the whole time. And now that completely went the opposite way. And then now I have to start all over again. That's because life sometimes takes a course on its own. You don't decide where you go sometimes, because life will take a turn on a 360. And then the thing that you thought you were doing isn't the thing that you should be doing. And then after that happens, trust me when I tell you, there's a bigger and deeper greatness waiting for you ahead. God only has great things waiting for you. He takes away the things that you think are good for you, and then he puts bigger and better things in there. He creates space when he takes away, and he delivers on a bigger way and a bigger measurement when it comes time for the next round. What that next round is, it's going to be so exciting. It's going to be great. It's going to be exactly what you don't even know that it happened, but it happened. It happened to me in my life when I was trying to figure out, I wanted to do one business. And then I'm like, man, I have a deeper purpose here. Something is telling me to do something different. Something is telling me to make a move. Something is telling me to make those moves. Don't be afraid because of fill in the blank. Don't be afraid because of other people saying, or because you put a certain amount of time in a business. Do what you love. Do what makes you happy, because you only have the one life. We got to do what makes us happy. Whatever that is to you, do what that is. And do it again and again and again, because all that's going to do is amplify your excitement, amplify your success, amplify who you are, and then you will be able to go more and faster in every single aspect of your life when you're happy. Imagine every single day waking up happy. I want you to think about that. Every single day you're waking up and you're just happy about everything that you're doing. Wouldn't that be a beautiful life? And this has nothing to do with money. This has nothing to do with success. This just has to do with waking up and being happy. There's plenty of people that I've met so many people. They do the smallest jobs, but they are the happiest people I ever met. You can do that. You can do whatever you want to do. You just have to go and be happy with whatever that is that you're doing. And if you want to work your gift, You got to work your gift. You got to work the things that you want to do, and you got to be happy when you're doing them. And do it in a way that serves and that fills who you are. No one knows that except you. How are you going to get excited about the gift that was given to you? You have a gift. If you don't know what it is, you just haven't gone through the trenches yet to understand what that gift is. You need to start doing more. And if you know what your gift is, you need to start doing more of that gift. You have to be putting in the work every single day and really doing and expanding and developing what that is. If you're a painter, you need to paint more. Paint for free. Do it with love. Do it with happiness. Don't do it without expectation, because when we start putting expectation on our results, we get depressed. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to put the expectation like you have to do these things. You just want to do it because that's your gift. You love it. And then you go out and do it because you love to do it. Don't put this huge expectation, especially if there's other people putting expectation behind it. You want to track results. You want to do great things. You want to be that person. But don't let the expectation weigh you down. Oh my gosh, I didn't get this done. Oh, I'm terrible. Oh, I'm no good. Why are you saying that? You don't know what your journey is. You don't know when you're going to go through the trenches, when you're going to find that treasure. Just be happy you're on the journey. There's people that woke up that didn't wake up today and their journey's over. Be excited. Be grateful that you have a journey, that you're a creator, because we are all creators. We all have a gift. You just don't know what yours is yet. You need to go out and find out what that is. You need to get excited about your life and your gift that the creator gave to you, that you can go out and create what you want. You know that you're good. You know that you have skill. You know that you could do it. I know inside, because I used to be that person. I knew I had greatness inside of me. I just needed somebody to help me get it out. Somebody to tell me that I was worth it. You guys are worth it. You know you're worth it. You just have to figure it out and put in the work. Once you start, we have the internet. Once you start figuring it out and start doing due diligence and start doing trial and error, you will be able to create the things that you want to create in this world. I know you can. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of effort, knowledge, the work that you're going to be putting in to become the person that you know you can be. Yes, it's going to be scary. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, things are going to happen. But you know what? It's better than the other part, that you didn't do it, that you just made a paycheck, that you just paid your bills, that you just went, got by, that you just did whatever you had to do just to get things to be okay. Because you know that you're better than that. You know that you're better than just okay. You know that you could create more. You know that you could do more. You know that you have that power, but you just haven't unlocked it yet. You haven't figured out the combination to your lock, to your gift, to your strengths. Now it's time to get to work and develop your strengths so you can become the human that you know you can be. You have the gift to create. No other species has that. You have the gift. We have the internet right now. That means you can learn whenever on your phone. You don't have to have the excuse of not having the information. The information is on your phone. The information is there. We have the ability to extend, to be who we want to be now. There's no lack of information. There's only lack of execution at this point. Execution, executing, taking action towards the things, towards the way that you want to go, regardless of bad or good results. Better result than no result at all. Better to be able to get there than not to get there at all. To know that you never had that you never even created a chance for yourself to be who you know you can be. I know that you can. Trust me when I tell you, I've seen people come from nothing, come from a small mindset and become great because they had the desire. They put in the work. And I know if you're listening to this, that you have that same thing in you. And I know you do, because every single human has a gift. You just haven't identified, or you just haven't put in the work to get to what your gift is yet. It's time to do it. It's time to make it happen. It's time for you to become and to create and develop the person you need to be. You just need to do it more. Whatever that is, just do that more. And do it every single day. Just do it better the next day than you did the day before. And trust me, a year, a 2, 3, 4 years from now, you will become somebody that you don't even recognize, somebody that you look up to, somebody that you know that you knew you could have been 5 years prior. Project Life, this is the time. So excited for you guys. You have no idea how excited I am for you to create that breakthrough in your life. That is my whole purpose, to inspire and breathe life into you, give you call to actions, give you the energy to push and put yourself in position to win, because you know you're a winner. You know you can win. It just takes time, effort, and then I'm here to tell you you can do it. I'm here to give you permission to win. Sometimes people just need permission to make it happen, and I'm here to give you permission to win. I'm here to give you permission to succeed, to become the person that you want to become. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hurtful sometimes, and it's going to be something that you're going to be growing through. And it's called growing pains, not growing happy time. It's called growing pains because you're growing from the old you, and then you're becoming the new you. You're taking yourself from the cocoon you're in, and you're becoming a butterfly. That's what's happening to you when you're growing. And it's happening as you push yourself every single day. Project Life, let's get into it. Let's get this life going. Let's get this project and let's put it underway. Let's put this project in perspective, in a clear perspective, so you could create the clarity and you could go out and get what you want from this life and create what you want, help the people you want to help, do what you want to do, make the moves that you want to make. I know it's your time and your time is now. Let's go. Episode 10, I'm back. What is up? The call to action for that podcast is do more of what you think your gift is. Get to work. Get to work on your project. Get to work on your life. Get to work. Whatever that takes, whatever that is, experience more, make it happen. I'm so excited for you guys. If you want to put in more work, I have my free training on philsmoke.com. Sign up for the 2-hour free training to understanding you more, and I will catch you next time. See you later.